You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to the people, because we have reached Goff phase. ESPN Top 10 was bantied about all day yesterday. We've got comments from executives, coaches, scouts, and we think we're getting a nice framework for the top 10, but we have now gotten to a point where you have four quarterbacks for two spots. And the four quarterbacks are the following: Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, and your man Jared Goff. You can only pick two. And is Goff a part of it is an actual conversation, because we laid out criteria. And I don't think any of the criteria is unfair. If you want to debate it, that's cool. That's what this is for. It's fun. A, 51-49, right? Do the scales of justice. Quarterback greater than supporting cast. Supporting cast greater than quarterback. Look yourself in the mirror. Can I win a Super Bowl with this player? And BPA. When all hell breaks loose, when the bleep hits the fan, the way it tends to happen,
right,
and it's got to happen outside the framework of the play, and it's chaos. Can my quarterback operate the BPA, have the Marvel hero button? That's what we're talking about. And I think, hey, I just try to be real with you guys. I want to be wrong. I hope Jared Goff elevates his game another step. I have major concerns that Jared Goff, with the loss of Ben Johnson, is going to look a little different. You can't say that. I just did. 248-539-9797. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to the people.
Let's do it. John's in Northville. He bats leadoff. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Rico and Mr. Villani. How are you doing?
Excellent, John. What's on your mind, buddy?
So, I don't think Goff should be in the top 10. Just regarding with your caveats, with the weapons that he has on offense and that offensive line, that even though it's taken a hit, is still probably top 15. In the league. I can't put him in the top 10. But then regarding what you're talking about with the other three that should replace him, I don't think that they have that BPA that you're talking about to overtake him. And I also think that BPA has a little to do with what he's surrounded with. So if that's the case, Jared Goff should have a great big play ability. And I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
I'm a big Lions fan, huge Stafford fan. I mean, obviously. But I don't know if I can put him in the top 10 when it comes to your caveats.
Yeah, you see why it's a fun discussion.
John, I would say that of the other quarterbacks that we talked about, there are two that I do think have a better BPA factor over Goff. I'll save those, but they're two guys that I think that, yes, when push comes to shove, they can step up and make that big play.
Well, yes, CJ Stroud and Jordan Love have that mobile ability to extend the play.
You know what, John? You only named one of them.
Baker does too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Jared Goff is very precise in how he does his job. He's very good as a pocket passer, play action, reads the defense well. I don't know if those other quarterbacks necessarily have those abilities, but they have abilities that Goff doesn't have. So that's where I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'd leave him outside of the top 10.
Okay. And look, let me, this is a good spot. Let me read this to you. ESPN says that the voting from 8 to 11 was so close, there was basically no separation. Jared Goff is 8 on their list. 11 was C.J. Stroud, the first honorable mention. Here's what they said about Stroud. You want it? The voting for spots 8 through 11, I just read that to you. Stroud appeared on half the ballots, but struggled to capture the same momentum that landed him at number 7 after his rookie year. While his production was down from the previous year, Stroud had to overcome issues with Houston's offense. Most doubters expect him back in the top 10 next year. Quote, that can affect your confidence when the protection and play calling around you isn't great. Mind you, they got rid of Bobby Slowick.
Right.
The offensive line was a train wreck. It can all tie together. The framework of what made him great his rookie year is still there. A natural thrower of the football, elite ball placement. Now, I'll say it. I think he's top 10 QB.
I do too.
I think he far outweighs what was around him last year. We've seen what he looks like with a modicum of protection. And if I put C.J. Stroud in a Lions uniform, if I put him here, I think you'd get even better than Goff. Here's the other thing.
I'm going to say this, Mike. If he played for the Lions, you would have been playing Philadelphia here for the NFC title game.
That's tough. That's tough.
Because
I'm not mad at you for saying it. I just don't know if I want to go.
We saw all of his receivers just fall away. Like everything bad that could have bad happened to him happened to him.
Yeah.
So yes, I do think that he outweighs his offense. I do think he has the big play ability.
And can you drop him in here and know you'd get what you get out of Goff or more? And here's the other thing. Goff's story is pretty much written. We know what Jared Goff is. He's a good quarterback. Remember, if you come in at number 11, it doesn't make you bad. Jared Goff's a good quarterback. But C.J. Stroud's story is not written. He has played 2 years. I could absolutely make a case to you. Would it shock me if C.J. Stroud came back this year and was the single best quarterback in football? It wouldn't shock me. It would surprise me, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Right.
I'd be shocked if Jared Goff did it. That's why I never liked the Goff MVP talk. But that's where we are with Stroud.
Right.
I'd have him in my top 10, would you?
Yes.
I'll leave that to the people. Another battle line can be drawn. Baker Mayfield. I can get, you want to get to Baker?
Yeah, let's get to Baker.
I'll tell you what, let's do that next. More people are calling in about Goff. David Ticketek's on the top member. We're not ranking them yet. We're establishing who's even in the VIP club. Then we get to the ranking debate. David, the Goff stuff, you want to start taking some votes?
Can take some votes, sure.
Are people into that or no?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll continue along on our quarterback symposium. And if you just have a vehement disagreement, a call beats a text. It does.
Couple you can explain lines. Yourself.
Yes. Or just yell. That works too. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.